It's that time again, time for the 90.5 WESA Social Club. So much happening in Pittsburgh this weekend. Far too much to ever be on top of if you're a normal human being like myself. But if you're Rachel Carlson from Yelp Pittsburgh, on the other hand, you know all the places to go, all the cool things to do. And that's why Rachel joins us for this little podcast project every week to keep you informed on how you should be spending your leisure hours over the next few days. Rachel, welcome back.
Hello. I like how you say you're normal, I'm not normal, but then what's the...
You're abnormal, but in the best way.
Oh.
You're like a superhuman
nice save.
Social butterfly.
Okay, yeah. I accept that. Okay. Nice save.
Good.
So, the big one.
The big one.
Beer, of course.
We seem to have developed a theme here.
Yes. It's Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest is happening. Oktoberfest not in September.
Is Oktoberfest ever in October? I mean, that's a misnomer, right? Or some cultural artifact.
Maybe by, like, the fake people, it's in October. The people that don't realize that Oktoberfest is legit in September, but...
All right. Well, if you're new to the Pittsburgh area, you may not know the place to do Oktoberfest in this town.
Yeah, Penn Brewery. So they have... I mean, the setup honestly blows me away. So... I recently found out it is free to get in, and then they're doing this new thing where it's a VIP ticket, which $30 per guest gets you this VIP ticket, which actually looking through the things that the listing looks like it's totally worth it. You get access to a VIP only tent for seating. You get special VIP lines for beer and probably my most important, private indoor restrooms.
Ooh la la.
I know.
Wow.
I know. No restroom attendant, though, I'm sure. But
well, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta make some sacrifices. But no, that I could see how that could be quite a draw.
Yes. I think it's definitely worth it. I think there's a lot going on. It's obviously through the whole weekend, and then it's the next weekend. So maybe we can just do a little reminder the next weekend. But I think it's a really great thing to go to. And they have different sessions throughout the weekend, so you can really work it into your schedule very, very easily.
Okay. So if you want to spend the money, it sounds like it might be money well spent, but to get in
is free.
It's free.
Yep.
Which is something we like.
Yes.
And that also provides a handy segue to our guest. We have a guest for the first time.
I'm really excited
on this
about
podcast.
This.
We would like to welcome Matt Spangler.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Very happy to be here. A big fan of Josh Rollerson and WESA, and a big fan of Rachel Carlson of Yelp.
Well, we're happy to have you here because you have some expertise in the kinds of things that we like to talk about. I should say that Matt is education director for WYEP.
Correct. Yes, director of education and community engagement for WYEP.
So that's the day job.
Correct.
But at night, he goes into a phone booth and turns into...
the director of Free.
Freeburg.
That's right. I call myself the managing director of Freeburg. And it's a pretty much just a passion for free events, food, things going on around the city. And even when I travel, if there's some free stuff going on, concerts, things like that, I will definitely check it out. And Pittsburgh has a lot of fun, free things going on all the time. Everything from free birthday food deals to free concerts to free t-shirts at random places. You never know what you're going to find. I don't like everything that's free, but there are limits. But a lot of the things that are free will definitely benefit.
Have you ever been offered a freebie that you just said, no thanks?
Yes. When people send me links for like free things on Craigslist, I'm not really...
That's like getting into scary territory.
Yeah. There is a limit to the free that I do appreciate.
Yeah. Got a really great mattress.
Correct. Yeah.
Just come like, pick it up.
Thanks for sending it, but that's not what my site's for.
What I've learned is people love tchotchkes. Like they love any kind of free... promotional merchandise, like you said, with t-shirts and
I think the first time I met you, you gave me a Yelp chapstick or something.
That's how I've learned.
Like, cool.
People love free stuff.
Yeah, I have a Yelp bottle opener keychain, so good to go.
I hope it has come to good use for you, too.
It has, yes.
So Freeburg is primarily a Twitter feed, but you're on some other places, too.
Correct, yes. It's mainly on social media. Twitter would be the main way to find it, at It's Freeburg. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/Freeburg, and with an H, just like Pittsburgh. And then also on Instagram. A website is coming in the next couple of months, so stay tuned for that. But it's been a lot of fun doing it so far.
And about, like, how often are you tweeting stuff and posting stuff?
Sometimes once a day, sometimes 10 times a day. Sometimes I'll take days off, just depending on when there's something for free. And if I want to tweet about it, then I'll send it out. If there's nothing going on, then I don't fill it up with a lot of useless information.
It's nice to have a well-curated feed of free stuff, or you end up with all that Craigslist junk.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
So, what are you telling people about lately? What's free?
Well, one big thing that kind of got me into the idea of Freeburg for Pittsburgh was Radical Days about 2 years ago, I believe. I started to really enjoy Radical Days. And what Radical Days is, it's the regional asset district, and there's a free thing almost every single day for an entire month, kicking off Wednesday, September 24th. And on that day, you can take free tours of PNC Park. From there, there's free day at the zoo, free day at the Carnegie Museums, free day at the Carnegie Science Center. WYAP and WESA will have free tours, things like that. But you can always come check out our station whenever you'd like.
I'd like to know what you're doing for the tour, Josh.
Well, I'll be showing people around my private lounge, where I sit around in my high-backed leather chair and smoke a
with
pipe,
a smoking jacket.
Yeah, because that's when I'm not on the air on Morning Edition, that's pretty much what I'm doing.
What I think most people probably would imagine
with the Lhasa Apso in my lap, wearing an ascot. Yeah, so you can come and hang out in the lounge with me.
Awesome. Yeah. But anyway,
all right. So Radical Days.
Yes. Kicking off on Wednesday, September 24th. And I'll be posting pretty much every single day that there's a free event on social media to let people know what's going on, and in advance, too, so you can plan. Because I'm sure the days at like the zoo when it's free, that will be pretty crowded.
I think I've been to the zoo on the free Radical Day, and it was a little hairy.
Yes,
yeah.
So get there early if you're going to go that day.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yes.
Yeah. A little
hairy, scaly, yeah.
Other things that are going on, one is happening on Friday at 8 p.m. at the Cloakroom, which is the former Shadow Lounge space on Baum Boulevard. It is called Thriller. It's a film premiere, and by over 50 local musicians and artists and dancers were involved with this filming of the entire Michael Jackson Thriller album. And they recorded it, and the premiere is this Friday. And there's going to be some live music from a local group called Traxploitation as well. And that's free and open to the public starting at 8 p.m.
Very cool. Yeah. Did you ever see the video that was, it was like a bunch of prisoners in a Chinese prison
that
enacted the Thriller video?
I don't think I've seen that, no.
It was a viral thing. Like, everybody was making this video. That was the most remarkable one I saw. But there were a whole bunch of them that made the rounds.
I enjoyed that very much. Well, any remake of Thriller I'm into, because Thriller is just awesome, so...
That's how I get in the holiday spirit for Halloween, which is also coming up.
And there'll probably be a lot of free events for Halloween, too.
Well, there's free candy, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you have to stay posted
if
for
you're
that.
Motivated.
Yeah. I got to start thinking of my costume, actually, right now. So.
Yeah, you got yours picked out, Rachel?
Oh, my gosh, no. I'm such a last-minute person on this. I just, like, throw on cat ears and go. I'm horrible at that. You would think I would be super creative. And
yeah, I'm going as a lazy man with very little imagination. That's my plan.
I like going as characters that I can kind of, like, act out during that night. For instance, I was just watching Ace Ventura, the pet detective, yesterday, and I was like, oh, it would be so much fun to be Ace Ventura for Halloween. So.
And all you need is, like, a floral shirt and really bad khakis.
Yeah, and some wavy hair, and you're good to go.
There's the digging deep in the cultural archive there. Like, you run a risk that that people aren't going to get the reference.
That's true, yes.
Although that's a good litmus test for the hipness of the people you're
I think people would. Yeah. If you were acting it out and you had the right costume on, I think people would understand. You had to, like, carry around a stuffed animal dog or something.
Something, yeah.
You got to get the hair right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've been talking about a little further out. What's coming up sooner? What about this weekend? Rachel, you got anything good?
Yeah, so we have some paid for stuff, sorry. But the one event that I think has been highly talked about and has been highly received is A Taste of Grow Pittsburgh. So I'm always in for a food event. And so this one, you can get tickets from $60 to $75. And it's pretty much just a taste of really great local restaurants that embrace the farm to table movement, which is amazing. So they have stuff from Braddock's, Cosba, Route 174, Square Cafe, and the much highly anticipated Superior Motors, and more.
Mm.
So really great things you can check out there. A great event on Sunday that you can check out from 2 to 5 at Pittsburgh Center for the Arts. Or another food one is that Notion, which is a tiny restaurant in East Liberty. And this is a restaurant that I call a dining experience. So you're not just getting dinner. You are having a dining experience. The chef really just puts in thought to his dishes and serves them in a way that is just a really a full evening of great food and a fun experience. So they're doing Pittsburgh classics. So they'll have the pierogies, they'll have the halushki, kielbasa, and city chicken, which is sadly something that I didn't know wasn't chicken.
I know what that is.
It's pork. Because it's... I think back in the day, please don't quote me on this, but I feel like back in the day, this is a Wikipedia lookup, but back in the day, I think chicken may have been too expensive, so it was pork, but you bread pork and it's on like a skewer. My mom used to make it all the time, and I don't know, did she call it that? Yeah, city chicken. But it's pork.
Huh.
Who knew? Mm. Yeah, so you can get those classics and more at Notion. They highly, highly, highly recommend you get a reservation for this, but you can check that out on Friday, and I think they're going to be continuing that series too, so you can just stay posted on Yelp. And then going into some of the free stuff, we have the Pittsburgh Food Swap, which is an inaugural event that they're doing at the Pittsburgh Public Market on Saturday. And it's pretty much where you bring in food and swap it. So anything that
just like
you...
if your mom packs peanut butter and jelly and your friend has a fruit roll-up.
You know, that's a good thought. But I think this is a little more of a where I'm baking and I'm good at it.
That's way better.
Food swap. I would be bringing the pudding packs. So I couldn't participate because I would be shamed. But people are going to be cooking and swapping food, which I think is a really cool idea, especially because some people make delicious things that don't have a storefront. So you can head to the Pittsburgh Public Market, or another free event is the Fall Fest and Running of the Wiener Dogs.
Okay.
So you can head down to the waterfront. This is something they've been doing for a while at Bakery Square, but it is at the waterfront now. So you can register your wiener dog.
We have an in-house wiener dog.
We do, yes.
Ruby.
Yes, Rosemary Welsh.
You should check and see if she's racing her wiener dog.
Yeah,
so you can go to that, check out the – and they put on little hot dogs too, the dogs.
Of course,
this is like the thing that's the best part of going down there is dogs have the wiener dog costume, hot dog costumes on.
It's a celebration of the dignity and, you know, and pride of these noble animals dressed as hot dogs as organ meats.
It's amazing. So it's a really great thing to go and watch the running – the winning running – wiener dogs.
Is it the running of the wiener dogs, like in Pamplona, where they trample you if you're too slow?
I don't think you'll get trampled. Okay. You might get licked, but you won't get trampled.
Friendly dogs.
Yes. So $250 to the winner of the wiener dog race. So you can check that out. Or they'll have a mini I Made It market, which is always a really great thing to check out if you need any handmade wares from great Pittsburghers.
Cool. So, but free to attend.
It is free to attend. You register your dog, pre-register, but free to attend and watch.
Wonderful. Matt, any other freebies for us?
Well, one thing that's going on right now and going until Monday, September 29th, free small coffee at McDonald's every morning until 10 a.m. So no purchase necessary. If you need a little pick-me-up in the next couple of weeks, there you go.
In the next couple of minutes, maybe.
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
Well, the price is right.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yes.
So something for every price range, recommendations from Rachel Carlson. Rachel, thanks again.
Of course.
And Matt Spengler, our guest today, also known as...
Freeberg.
Freeberg, and on Twitter and on Instagram.
Correct. It's at It's Freeberg on Twitter and Instagram, and then on Facebook, it's just Freeberg.
Great. Rachel, Matt, thanks again for swinging by.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
And thank you once again for listening to this product, which we put out every week. Usually it posts Thursday, late Thursday, sometimes a Friday morning, but in either case, in plenty of time to bring you up to speed on what's happening over the weekend. So, you know, check us out again next week. You can follow Rachel Carlson in the meantime at Yelp Pittsburgh. Matt Spangler again is at It's Freeburg. My name is Josh Rollerson. You can follow me at WESA Josh. And of course, Pittsburgh's NPR news station on Twitter is at 905 WESA. We're on Facebook and all that stuff too. And our thanks also to the very talented Josh Mobley at Josh Mobley Music, who provides our theme music. And thanks to our web producer, Reed Carter. And thanks again to you for listening. Hope to join us again next week. Until then, have a great weekend.